Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
When the 16th century British poet and soldier Sir Philip Sidney died, his friend Matthew Royden wrote a poem in his honor. He said that Sidney possessed a sweet, attractive kind of grace, a full assurance given by looks, continual comfort in a face, the complexion of the gospel books. In other words, the gospel shone through Sidney's face. Divine comfort was etched into his complexion. To look at him was to be reassured. I don't know about you, but that really intrigues me. If the face of a mere mortal can express God's grace, think of looking into the face of Christ himself. Imagine being the blind man whose first sight was the smiling face of the healer. Imagine Mary and Martha seeing our Lord's concerned face in their grief. Imagine the disciples looking into the radiant face of our Lord as he ascended into heaven. And now imagine his face seeing you and your burdens today. You know, one day we will see him face to face. Until then, we can still look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I trust that this broadcast will be a blessing to you today. I want to speak about radiant living, just kind of showing that expression from our face and by our actions of the grace of the Lord Jesus. Stay tuned as we enjoy Missionary Echoes together today.
Again, wherever he'd go, uplifting the wise, uplifting the meek, blessing the poor, giving strength to the weak. Whatever your need, He will supply. Just reach out and touch Him as He passes by.
The healer is here. The healer is here. Let your faith rise from apathy. The healer is here. Jesus, the healer is here. Ask what you will.
Thank you, God's Bible School, for that great song. I just love that song. I am so grateful that Jesus is near, and I just have the faith to believe that someone who is listening today needs a special touch from the Lord. I lift you in prayer to the Lord Jesus. I pray for you to sense His presence near, the great physician, the healer, our Creator, the Omnipotent One, is right here today, and we praise Him for His nearness. I pray that each one listening today will just sense His presence near, whether you need a healing touch physically or a healing touch spiritually. Maybe it's an emotional challenge you're facing. Maybe it's a family issue. Maybe it's a marriage problem. Maybe it's finances that are weighing you down. We know that the Lord is able to bring healing and strength and wisdom and all that is needed so that we might be able to experience radiant living in the everyday course of life. Lord, would you just be near today, hear and answer prayer on behalf of each need, and we'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I sure hope you feel him near today. We are anticipating the nearness of his presence as we gather for Sunday school here in a few moments. 9:30 will be our Sunday school hour. Variety of class opportunities take place throughout our facility, and there's surely something that you would enjoy, and we are grateful for the many who come and attend and sit and learn and participate and appreciate one another's company. 10:30 will be our morning worship service. We'll gather in the main sanctuary where I will be preaching. We're trusting God for his blessing and his help in the service this morning. And then again tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll gather for our evening worship service and a Ready, Set, Go opportunity for the children. Wednesday night will be our midweek prayer, praise, and Bible study service at 7 o'clock. You're invited to the Lebanon God's Missionary Church, the place where this broadcast, Missionary Echoes, is put together and presented to you each week right here on WLBR from 9 to 9:30 every Sunday morning. We hope this is a habit for you and that if it is not, that it soon will be. Beginning today, a habit each week to listen to the radio broadcast. We pray that we can be a blessing to you and all who hear the broadcast. Once again, we are grateful for your presence, and we're trusting God for his blessing and his help throughout this Lord's Day. God bless you. Stay tuned as we enjoy the remainder of the broadcast today. Abide With Me, beautifully done by the Discovery Singers, and oh, how precious is the abiding presence of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, we read, "For God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Holiness makes possible a life of victory, but not a life without battles. Many people have grown discouraged over the pressures of church life and church work, and I believe that's why the Lord gave us 2 Corinthians. We must not forget that Christ and His ministry are valuable assets entrusted to us. We are wealthy people, by the way, for as verse 6 and 7 put it, "God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made His light to shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us." Oh, friend, we are wealthy people if we know Christ. What radiant living He brings to us. Notice, first of all, that radiance and power in life comes from within. Too many people today seek for them in wealth and are disappointed as they seek for radiance and power in wealth. It will always be a disappointment. Most people allow external conditions to regulate inner reactions, and life soon goes stale for them. You can be so radiant and dynamic in your inner life as to make you a victor regardless of the environment and the conditions in which you live. That is wonderful news. Radiance and power in life comes from within. Secondly, Christianity is an inner light, and verse 6 of our lesson bears that out. Oh, let light shine out of darkness. Given by God, who dispelled darkness in creation by saying, "Let there be light." That is that inner light that each Christian can have. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Through Christ, He can shine into the heart of man and dispel the darkness of sin. The light of the certainty of God is given in the face of Jesus Christ. The world had been blinded to the real character of God, but now the glory of the radiant glory of God is revealed in the character of Jesus Christ. He came to make God plain and evident to man who was lost and wandering in darkness, the darkness of sin. This is a personal, intimate knowledge of the light of the gospel of Christ living within. Oh, friend, there's nothing like it. Thirdly, this radiant life gives the believer stability and strength. Verses 8, 9, and 10, I believe, bear this out. It keeps the child of God out of the valley of despondency and on the highway of God. This radiant life does not guarantee freedom from troubles, but it does give such inner light that the soul does not get into distress. This life does not grant amnesty from the perplexing, trying things of life, but it does bring sufficient light to certify that one does not need to be in distress. The inner light does not promise rosy skies, for persecution and sorrow may be your lot, but it does reveal the One who is the light of the world and who will not leave us nor forsake us. The Healer is here. This life from God will not always deliver from seeming defeat as readily as the believer desires, but the child of God will be assured that he will ultimately triumph. This has been manifested in every generation. Many of the true and faithful Christians of the world have been temporarily cast down, but God's grace is sufficient enough to not allow our souls to be cast down. Our circumstances might bring discouragement, but friend, our soul can remain walking in the light and drawing near to Christ and have reason for rejoicing, because our future is as bright as the promises of God. Fourthly, God bestows this life as a treasure in earthen vessels. Verse 7 points this out. Man's body is the vessel. It is weak and frail at its best. It has natural limitations, which God recognizes. But God wishes to shine in and through this earthen vessel to bring glory to himself. Man is obligated to let this light so shine in the heart as to make his entire life adorned with the doctrine of God. Oh, only the powerful work of God in our heart can bring this about, can enable us to let that light so adorn us that the doctrine of God can be seen. The Apostle Paul succeeded in doing this so well that he recognized death as the means of bringing ultimate victory to the believer. Remember there in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we just celebrated it once again with Easter, didn't we, last Sunday. Therefore, my beloved brethren, he says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All believers can follow Paul's example and enjoy this radiant living. Praise his wonderful name. So exchange discouragement for the attitudes of happiness, humility, and hopefulness. We should be happy. We have discovered the treasure of knowing Christ and making him known. We should be humble. In Bible times, not having banks or safe repositories, people would bury their treasures in the earth or hide them in caves, often using clay jars, as we know from the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls. We are God's depository for his treasure, yet we are fragile and breakable and easily damaged. No matter how strong we think we are or how stoic we try to be, we are fragile people who break and are easily damaged. Perhaps you feel like a jar of clay that has been chipped, cracked, or broken. Someone has thrown a rock and shattered something inside of you. Well, the benefit is that it keeps us humble. We should also be hopeful. The Lord could have made us vaults of steel or with chests of titanium, but he made us earthen vessels to show that excellency of the power. The all-surpassing power is from God. The word power is that old classic term that occurs over 100 times in the New Testament, from which we get our English word dynamite. God used this word many times in 1 and 2 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, for the preaching of the gospel is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Chapter 1, verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verses 4 and 5, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The all-surpassing power that fuels our lives comes from an external source, from God himself, so we can be resilient in the face of discouragement. And then God goes on to explain in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 11, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. It is God's power that keeps us going. Hallelujah. And therefore nothing short of him can shut us down. We just do the work and trust him with the results. Once when an acquaintance praised Johann Sebastian Bach's rendition of a particular work, he replied, "There is nothing very wonderful about it. You have only to hit the right notes at the right moment, and the instrument does all the rest." Similarly, Martin Luther once said, "I simply taught, preached, and wrote God's word. Otherwise, I did nothing. The word did it all." As workers in God's vineyard, we are simply an extension cord, a piece of conduit, and that is all we need to be, nothing more. Just a useful vessel to God, so that we might experience and show forth radiant living. Here's a good prayer for you to think about as we conclude this broadcast today. It's entitled, I Can Do It If I'm Conduit. It's not I, but it's Christ in the pulpit today. I'm a pipeline, a channel, a vessel of clay. I am conduit through whom living currents are poured. It's not I, but it's Christ, my Redeemer and Lord. That, my friend, is radiant living. It might sound like it applies only to the preacher as he gets in the pulpit, but I want you to know every day we're giving a sermon in shoes, and we need to be filled with the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, and go forth with radiant living because there's something radiant living and dwelling and reigning on the inside of us. Hallelujah. I trust this is an encouragement to you today. Thanks for joining us on Missionary Echoes. Come and see us. We're at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. God's Missionary Church is about to get underway with Sunday School and Church this Lord's Day morning.
We're living in a faithless generation, where hearts are overwhelmed by doubt and fear. But in a world so filled with desperation, there is a hope that will not disappear. All around our firm foundations crumble, yet there remains a constant cornerstone. Upon this rock we'll stand and never stumble. Our faith is fixed on Him and Him alone. Satan can devise, though he would try to steal our firm assurance. Our fortress is the faith that God supplies. In God we trust, in God we stand, in God alone our hope is anchored, for by His mighty hand we